Hello, I am Dr. Natalie Bonfine. I'm an assistant professor in the Department of Psychiatry at Northeast Ohio Medical University. I am pleased to introduce to you a new paper called Meeting the Needs of Justice-Involved People with Serious Mental Illness Within Community Behavioral Health Systems. This paper is part of the Think Bigger, Do Good policy series commissioned by the Thomas Scattergood Behavioral Health Foundation and PEGS Foundation, in partnership with the Patrick P. Lee Foundation and the Peter and Elizabeth Tower Foundation. In this paper, my colleagues, Dr. Amy Blank Wilson and Dr. Mark Munitz, and I describe the very serious problem of the overrepresentation of people with serious mental illness in the criminal justice system. We know that in the U.S., 3 times as many people with serious mental illness are in criminal justice settings than would be expected given the prevalence rates in the community. A commonly used explanation for this pattern is the criminalization hypothesis, which suggests that deinstitutionalization of psychiatric hospitals contributed to an overburdened and underfunded community mental health services system. As such, symptomatic mental illness and related behaviors of living that too often accompany serious mental illness, such as homelessness, came under the purview of the criminal justice system. However, this explanation is an oversimplification of a complex process. There are multiple system-level, community, and individual factors at play. While the problem of the overrepresentation of people with serious mental illness shows up in an overburdened criminal justice system, my colleagues and I believe it is really up to the community behavioral health system to work towards a solution. If adequately supported, the community behavioral health system can provide accessible, effective, and criminologically informed services to meet the needs of people with serious mental illness who have justice system involvement. As we describe in this policy paper, the behavioral health system is ideally situated to tackle this problem. We have a focus on prevention and early intervention. We have a proven track record at coordinating and integrating therapeutic approaches to meet complex, co-occurring substance use and health needs, and we have the techniques, training, and expertise to foster recovery. And it begs the question, with the responsibility and legal mandate to treat people with serious mental illness, who better to meet the needs of this special population than us? Thank you for your interest in this important issue. This paper and others in this series can be found at www.thinkbiggerdogood.org.